This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Inflation continued to cool ever so slightly in December, 0.1% to be exact, but consumer prices continued to sweat American wallets in December, rising to 6.5% year to year. One lucky California resident won big in the latest Mega Millions drawing Tuesday night, but it was not the big money. According to KTLA, the winning ticket was sold in Hacienda Heights. The individual won $4 million by guessing five of the six numbers correctly. Friday's Mega Million jackpot is estimated at $1.35 billion. Oklahoma plans to execute a man this morning who was convicted of killing an older couple and committing other crimes before authorities nabbed him in Texas 20 years ago. 62-year-old Scott James Eisenberg is scheduled to receive a lethal injection at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister at 10:30 a.m. local time. The Department of Homeland Security has responded to a Republican congressman's efforts to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for high crimes and misdemeanors and violating his constitutional oath of office. The reply stated Congress can do better, end quote. The resolution notes over 5.5 million illegal aliens have crossed our southern border under the leadership of Secretary Mayorkas. California is getting much-needed rain, but at a cost. Tens of billions of dollars in lost productivity and widespread damage is being reported. The death toll from California's stream of storm systems went to 18 on Wednesday. The Sonoma County Sheriff's Office is reporting the body of a 43-year-old woman was found inside her submerged car in Forestville. That's just over an hour's drive north of San Francisco, California. Storms are expected to keep hitting the state through the 18th of this month. Redheads unite. Today is officially Kiss a Ginger Day in America. USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Nassau County GOP officials are calling on Representative George Santos, a Republican from New York, to resign from his post amid a flurry of allegations that he fabricated key details of his resume. On Wednesday, Nassau County Republican Party Chairman Joseph Cairo said he is a disgrace to the House of Representatives and we do not consider him one of our congresspeople, end quote. After almost 4 days on strike, a tentative agreement has been reached between the New York State Nurses Association and two of New York City's largest hospitals. Mount Sinai Health System tweeted, "The strike is over at 3:30 this morning." An overseas solar company is spending a lot of money to get into the Peach State.
Korean solar power company Hanwha Q Cells will spend more than $2.5 billion to expand its manufacturing facility in Dalton, Georgia, and build a separate facility northwest of Atlanta. The projects are expected to create about 2,500 jobs in the state. The White House says the investment is a direct result of President Biden's economic plan and the Inflation Reduction Act. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Police are moving forward Thursday with the clearance of a condemned village in the western German town of Lüretzerath, where activists are holding out against its demolition to make way for the expansion of a coal mine in the area. ZDF Television is reporting more than 200 activists have already left the site voluntarily. The clearance of the hamlet should be concluded sometime today. Lance Pry, USA News.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. Just having a good time, enjoying the West Coast here in Southern California. The bright skies and sunshine seem to be missing a little bit these days. But all in all, hey, it's great to be here with the, with my sons and, just enjoying, all that life brings you, along with the grandkids as well. Megan Barth is with us right now. She's founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the Nevada Globe. Hey, Megan, how are we doing?
Doing well, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, doing terrific. Hey, I'm going to be in Vegas next week. Got the big SHOT Show event going on. We're excited about that. Of course, you're not going to be there because you're hanging around in Reno these days, right?
Yeah, I will not be on next Thursday morning because of a big move.
That's right, huh? Well, we got all kinds of moves going on here, so that's great. Well, good.
Yes.
Well, I know how much fun that can be. So, have a good one, and excited
Thank
for you
me.
And this new opportunity. So that's great. Hey, I'll tell you, the 118th Congress now underway. People got a little excited. Oh my goodness, we had 15 rounds to select the speaker, and the government-sponsored media, juggernaut was just beside themselves. Thinking, well, that's it. The Republicans have absolutely lost their mind. What are we doing, putting them into office? And, the American people found out on the other side that, oh, wow, that's right. This is the way government is supposed to work, and there is supposed to be proper representation. We haven't seen this before. We haven't seen it actually in a long time. So it was a bit refreshing, and they're off and rolling. And, of course, now we're hearing that the 14,000 hours of January 6th footage that the Jan 6 committee and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats and the Justice Department have been withholding, the GOP says, nope, we're going to release it all so everybody knows the whole truth and nothing but regarding January the 6th, right?
Yeah, I was actually really happy to see that process in action and have it covered because, as you said, that's exactly how government is supposed to work. It's not supposed to be a rubber stamp. There is supposed to be lively debate. There is supposed to be gridlock. I was just happy, actually, that it was going on, not necessarily because of the process and how government should work, but I was just happy that they weren't spending our money.
Yeah, exactly.
The last time they convened and rubber-stamped everything, it was $1.7 trillion of all these cut projects.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to have $25 million or so a Michelle Obama hiking trail. I'd like to know when the last time Michelle Obama hiked. From the looks of it, not lately.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of money that the Republicans have spent, along with the Democrats, is absolutely outrageous, especially when we have Pete Buttigieg, who is in charge of the FAA, but he's gay.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yes.
all that matters. He's gay.
Yeah, you got to check those boxes. As long as the boxes are checked, you're okay.
Right. And I think he's been on an eternal maternity leave. But, you know, we had a massive outage, I think it was yesterday or the day before, of the system that basically flies planes. Kind of an important system.
Yeah, you think?
For 90 minutes. And then we have a early release, I think it was last night, that the FAA came out and said, well, we have outdated systems. Oh, well, that's very reassuring. I'm glad that we spent $100 billion on Ukraine's war, but we can't update our own infrastructure when it comes to one of the most important, commerce, systems, in the world.
Right.
So, this looks, here we see, and I'm sure that the FAA, again, is going to need money to upgrade their antiquated systems, and that certainly could have been done numerous times as we were spending $100 billion on Ukraine and a Michelle Obama hiking trail and all this garbage that was stuffed into the $1.7 trillion bill. And look, Republicans gave that us that too. I mean, Mitch McConnell, probably one of the worst speakers in the House, and I'm glad to see that the House...
You mean the Senate.
Excuse me, in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to see that the House is going to talk about term limits. That was one of the deals of the 20.
Right.
However, we have a lot of things going on in the House. Like as you said, they're going to release the footage of January 6th. They have voted to defund the 87,000 IRS agents. Not one Democrat supported that bill. They voted to assist babies who were born alive or survive.
Post-abortive, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Survive an abortion. They voted to assist those kids with additional help, hospitalization, et cetera. Only one Democrat supported the Republicans on that bill, and that was Henry Cooler of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Not one Democrat supported that bill. So there's a lot of good things going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Abolish the IRS.
Yes.
We've been talking about that for 20, 30 years.
Yeah, exactly, at least.
Through the Fair right. Tax Act. But with all of this good stuff that we've been seeing, you know, all of this political theater, because that's what it is, because most of these are going to die in the Senate, why didn't the Republicans do that when they had the majority?
Yeah, exactly.
When they actually could have passed this legislation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they lacked... the backbone, and they lacked leadership with a vision like which these, the conservative caucus is bringing to the front. And really, when you consider this, who was the leader of all this but Donald Trump? You've got to give Donald Trump credit because he's given backbone to conservatism. And even though he's not in office, the shadow of his leadership and vision still reigns over that side of the party. And of course, it still bothers others, even within the GOP, not to mention, the Democrats, who every time they hear Donald Trump's name, it's like it's like Whoopi Goldberg in The Lion King, Mufasa. Ooh, she would shake and go, oh, my gosh, And this is kind of like the way the Democrats react when you mention Donald Trump. They just shudder.
Yeah, and that basically tells you who they fear the most,
mm-hmm. Yes.
And that is the former president, and that's why he has been subjected to numerous inquisitions, numerous charges, the release of private tax records, which showed us absolutely nothing,
mm-hmm.
Except for the fact that he's the only politician that I'm aware of that actually lost money in office.
Mm-hmm.
We have Liz Cheney, who entered office as not a millionaire, as far as we knew, making $170,000 a year. And in a short time, she's amassed a $36 million fortune on a public servant's salary.
Not a bad deal, huh?
If we're going to start releasing tax returns like the Democrats did to Trump, let's release the Democrats' tax returns.
Exactly.
Let's release Adam Schiff. Let's release Nancy Pelosi. Let's release Ilhan Omar. Let's release all of the Democrats who have somehow gained an enormous amount of wealth as a public servant. There's some news coming out of Delaware late yesterday, that says that the AG of Delaware, whomever it is, the council that's in charge of investigating the Hunter Biden corruption, is very close to filing charges.
Hmm.
And that's something that really needs to happen. We have a representative, and I can't remember who it was, but I believe a representative from Texas, that basically said the entire Biden family needs to be investigated. We also have Byron Daniels out of Florida who's saying that you know, it is time, actually.
Tell you, we're coming to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Megan after this. Stay with us.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. She is Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Well, Joe Biden has splaining to do, Megan, those classified documents, highly classified documents, found in his office closet. I mean, they were in the lock and key. I mean, what is that all about? And the stuff that's coming out, the reveal of that, I think it's just extremely damaging, and this is on the heels of, again, the FBI knowing before the midterm elections that this was in play. They kept it quiet, that number one. Number two is that you have Joe Biden saying, I will run in 2024, right?
Yeah, and you nearly wonder, like, the FBI kept this quiet because of the midterm and the compromised FBI, which is another agency that should be abolished and rebuilt. But you wonder if the Democrats had something to do with this. the timing is extraordinarily interesting, especially coming on the heels of the news of the Hunter Biden revelation that there is likely going to be charges filed, and I'm sure that will ensnare the president.
Mm-hmm.
Byron Daniels, before we were going to break, I was about to say is that the House is seriously considering and is slated to consider impeachment mm-hmm. proceedings. And there's numerous examples of why the president should be impeached, including the absolute ignorance when it comes and the, I would say, planned invasion at our southern border.
Right.
He's not protecting us from enemies and domestic. He's actually doing the very opposite. And then speaking of foreign enemies, you've got China, who the CCP, who gave Joe Biden's nonprofit over $50 million, and much of that anonymously. And you say, okay, well, what is China benefiting, obviously, from the Biden family? And we know that they certainly were working alongside Hunter Biden, as Hunter Biden was taking tens of millions of dollars from the Communist Party. And then all of a sudden, voila, these classified documents show up.
Exactly.
So there's a lot to unravel here. And I was actually involved in a lot of research years ago about how the CCP has infiltrated multi-levels of government. Ron DeSantis, I think, has. And I don't know why Ron DeSantis is the only Republican that's really setting the example of how Republicans should lead, but at least he's there. He is going to, I believe, pass legislation or sign legislation that prohibits the Chinese from buying up property.
Yes, exactly.
These are small steps and initial steps, but they're definitely steps that deserve a vote, deserve more public debate, and deserve exposure.
Well, you know, Miranda Devine wrote extensively in her book, The Laptop from Hell, about the elite captured. And we've seen this playing out. And just as you said, the CCP has been so pervasive. I mean, they are in, I don't know, at least 100 universities, at least somewhere, I don't know, at last count. Where they have, by investments, are controlling universities. And, of course, we hear with the reveal, this latest reveal of this ultra, you know, super classified material, which, by the way, vice presidents don't have the authority to declassify. So he's got all these papers there at the University of Pennsylvania. This was his office. And of course, interesting that once the Penn Biden Center is established, no sooner, you know, to your point, the Chinese start dumping, you know, just boatloads of money, $50 million. Well, interesting, you know, also at that time, or shortly thereafter, Joe Biden is paid $1 million for, what, two speeches? I mean, this smacks of, you know, the Bill Clinton stuff. You know, where Clinton was given an enormous amount of money, you know, to do speeches, where before Bill Clinton would get about maybe 80, 100,000 max, and all of a sudden, you know, he's getting, you know, $500,000, you know, per speech. I mean, this is like, you know, sophisticated money laundering in a sense, and, you know, so corrupt on so many ways. I mean, why would Joe Biden, especially during that period of time, I mean, who else would pay him $500,000 to give a speech?
Yeah, good God. Obviously, someone that doesn't speak English, because it's hard to understand what Joe Biden says. But the CCP also gave the University of Pennsylvania, outside of the $50 million that Joe Biden's foundation received, they gave the University of Pennsylvania $100 million. Wow. So somewhere we have $150 million of CCP money tied to the timing of Biden and the University of Pennsylvania. So It's obviously not chump change. Chump change for the Chinese, but what are they getting in return?
Exactly.
What's their return on that investment? And I'm happy to see that this stuff is finally coming to light, because it's been a very long time going. This money laundering operation, this espionage operation, has been a long time coming. I mean, thank God Eric Swalwell is being removed from, I think it's the Intelligence Committee, after he was sleeping with a Chinese spy.
Right. Yeah.
Dianne Feinstein employed a Chinese spy for over 20 years. Are they not performing background checks?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, they're
not concerned about it. I mean, come on, let's face it. I mean, they have a joint effort here, and it is the demise. I mean, Trevor Loudon has been reporting on this, shouting from the rooftops, you know, for at least the last 10 years that, you know, and Miranda Devine talks about elite captured. I know that Trevor Loudon shocked our audience when he said, Bill, you got to understand, you know, at least 100 elected officials in the government are card-carrying democratic socialists, and they're connected to China. And, you know, and everywhere you turn, China is right in the middle of it, and it's no wonder that we're having such a difficult time trying to get this country back on track when there's so many antithetical forces for the sake of their own greed and their own, you know, their own profit. They are selling out the American people, and here we are. We keep electing them back into office. We've got to stop this.
Right, and I don't know that any if all this came to light and Joe Biden was found to be basically a tool of the Communist Party, and other Democrats were found to be tools of the Democrat Party, and I believe Trevor Loudon wholeheartedly, just from the actions that we witnessed on a daily basis.
Right.
I don't know that would dissuade Democrats from voting for Democrats.
Yeah.
You know, I really don't.
Well, you have an element that are just so in the paradigm and the ideology is so fixed, they'll stay with the D's. I mean, it's just like, you know, these Rasmussen polls that come out and they say, you know, 30% of America thinks that Joe Biden is doing a great job. Wait, what? You know, and then you hear Hakeem Jeffries talking, you know, as the minority leader, giving his speech, talking about all the great things that Joe Biden and the Democrats have done. Well, wait a minute. I mean, reason would tell you, if you had done even half of the great things, supposedly, that you're talking about, you know, you wouldn't have been voted out of office. And the only reason you guys stopped a red wave is because of dark money. That's a whole other issue that they don't even want to talk about. I mean, how do these politicians outspend certain seats, you know, 10, 15 to 1. You know, there's just something dirty about that on the surface. It just doesn't comport, you know, as they would say.
Right. And you never see, I mean, we can see this now with the voting, and then you can see this on display with the election of Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. You never see the Democrats breaking ranks.
Mm-hmm. No.
You never see a lack, you know, with the exception of maybe Joe Manchin one time and Kristen Sinema a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
You never see the Democratic leadership breaking ranks, you know, along with their base. They are thick as thieves. And not that I want a complete uniformity and a complete agreement with amongst the Republican Party, but a lot of the infighting that has been going on and the Never Trumpers and all of that certainly hurts the Republican brand, certainly hurts things getting done that needs to be done in order to expose this bureaucratic rot.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, we want to make sure that the goal is the same. We may approach it from a different angle. That's okay. That's what debate is all about. That's healthy. But, you know, for the sake of just being mean and disruptive, no bueno. Megan Barr, thank you. Appreciate it.
This report is sponsored by Kelley Blue Book. Finding the right vehicle can be a daunting task for car shoppers, especially when there are hundreds of different models to choose from. Auto expert Brian Moody will unveil top new car models from a variety of categories, including the 2023 Best New Model winner.
I'll be revealing the best new model winner, the latest auto trends, and sharing how the industry is responding to consumers' need for choice, variety, and sustainability.
The Kelley Blue Book Best Buy Awards are the culmination of a year-long regimen of expert vehicle evaluation and testing. Whether your transportation needs include traditional gas-powered vehicles, hybrids, plug-in hybrids, or pure electrics, there's a wide range of vehicles available in today's market. As a trusted resource for helping car shoppers find the right vehicle at the right price for more than 95 years, Kelley Blue Book created the Best Buy Awards to aid new car shoppers in narrowing down their consideration list so they can purchase their next vehicle with confidence. For more information, visit KBB.com.
USA News Update.
The flights, man, they were delayed. I was supposed to leave at 8:45 from O'Hare, and it was like 12:15, then it was like 1:15. It was ridiculous. I got some, you know, some airport beers, so it wasn't too bad.
A man found a way to calm himself at the Denver airport after a failure of a federal pilot alert system Wednesday temporarily stranded travelers across the country. This is the second major transportation failure in recent weeks affecting airline travel. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
These kinds of disruptions should not happen, and my primary interest, now that we've gotten through the immediate disruptions of the morning, is understanding exactly how this was possible.
The United States and its allies are preparing for the next round of sanctions on Russia's oil industry. They will go into effect February 5th. The death toll from California storms rose to 18 Wednesday as the state's National Guard joined the search for a missing 5-year-old boy who was swept away in floodwaters. Lance Pry, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, cardiologists at Northwestern Medicine are using artificial intelligence to identify patients with advanced heart failure who require specialized care, including those who might need ventricular assistant devices or a transplant. Heart failure is a common, costly condition affecting over 6 million U.S. adults. That's about 1 in 255 people. The Center for Artificial Intelligence at the Bloom Cardiovascular Institute oversees an expansive research and clinical AI program targeting cardiovascular diseases. For example, AI is also allowing clinicians with no previous ultrasound training to perform diagnostic quality ultrasound exams quickly and accurately by providing expert turn-by-turn guidance, automated quality assessment, and intelligent interpretation capabilities. I know that sounds like a mouthful, right? There's a lot to understand here, but fortunately for us, we have Dr. Faraz Ahmad. He's the cardiologist and associate director of Northwestern Medicine Bloom Cardiovascular Institute Center for Artificial Intelligence, and he joins us now. Dr. Ahmad, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, how common is heart failure?
So heart failure is estimated to affect over 6 million U.S. adults currently, and it's really only expected to grow over the next decade. By 2030, it may affect over 8 million U.S. adults, and that is approximately 1 in 33 people.
And I understand what up to 25% of all heart patients have advanced heart failure. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we don't have a definite estimate of how many patients have advanced heart failure, but it ranges somewhere between probably 5 to 15%. And patients with advanced heart failure experience severe, persistent symptoms despite being on the best medical therapies. So here at Northwestern Medicine, our goal is to try to find these patients as soon as we can and get them in to see a heart failure specialist.
I can understand that. Now, how is artificial intelligence giving doctors advanced notice on heart failure?
So we really want to be proactive in finding these patients across our health system. We're a large health system, and we generate so much data each day. So we work with a team of engineers in our health system to develop and pilot test an AI model to find these patients with advanced heart failure. Then we developed an entire workflow to streamline the referral, if appropriate, and to see in with a heart failure specialist. And at that time, we do a full evaluation with our heart failure team. We discuss their history, their symptoms, quality of life, and goals. We try to optimize their care any way we can with medications or devices, if appropriate. And for some patients who we think may benefit from evaluation for advanced therapies, such as heart transplant or heart pump, we discuss that with them, and we proceed with an evaluation if the patient and the clinician thinks it's appropriate.
Now, this is a, in other words, it's kind of a full court press here. I mean, you got to, as you say, data science teams. They're using tens of thousands of data points from their data warehouse, which include clinical data and imaging. I mean, this is comprehensive, isn't it?
Right. And at Northwestern Medicine and at Bloom Carson Institute, we believe that AI is part of the future of healthcare. And so we've invested heavily in hiring engineers, data scientists, and design specialists to really help us think through how best to develop and test AI in clinical practice. It is worth mentioning, though, this is still early in the adoption of AI in healthcare, and for AI to really have an impact, we need to be rigorous in our application and testing, and that's why we really need this whole team to help us figure out what works and what doesn't work, and when things work, we scale it. When things don't work, we pivot.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Faraz Ahmad is with us, cardiologist and associate director of the Northwestern Medicine at Bloom Cardiovascular Institute Center for Artificial Intelligence. Help us understand a little bit more how artificial intelligence is giving doctors this needed advance notice on heart failure.
Yeah, so we have a bunch of several projects in which we're using AI to try to improve the care for our patients. So in addition to trying to find patients with advanced heart failure, working with a company to see if their algorithms can look at echocardiograms, actually identify rare causes of heart failure like cardiac amyloidosis. We're also using AI with a company to try to reimagine the stethoscope. So trying to test their product to see if using this AI-enabled stethoscope can diagnose heart valve problems earlier. So we have several projects in which we're using AI to try to improve cardiovascular care, and we're trying to test all these applications rigorously.
Well, Dr. Ahmad, what happens when a patient reaches that advanced heart failure stage?
So when patients reach advanced heart failure, they really have severe symptoms that really affect their quality of life, and this is often while already being treated with the best medical therapies. So at that time, we think it's really important, if they aren't already, to have a discussion about their goals of care with a heart failure specialist or their current cardiologist, and really talk about whether there are any additional treatments that could really benefit them, like a heart pump, a heart transplant, or just make sure everything we're doing at that point really is to focus on their quality of life, making sure they achieve their goals.
Exactly. Well, and I imagine that affects some possible lifestyle changes as well for the patient, right?
Right. For all our patients with heart problems, we if they're able to, we try to encourage them to have a healthy lifestyle. This includes a heart-healthy diet, like the Mediterranean diet. This includes trying to stay fit and exercise as able, things like walking regularly. For some patients with heart failure, we actually recommend a formal cardiac rehab program. And so there are a number of things patients can do with heart failure to stay healthy.
Yeah, this is the thing that you are demonstrating, explaining to us that, I mean, the study of, heart issues and as we say, so many people are experiencing heart problems these days, or heart failure to varying degrees, that there are many new options that are available that people heretofore may not have been aware of, right?
Yeah, that's a really, really important point. Especially in the last few years, we've really seen the emergence of several new medications and devices for our patients with heart problems, and specifically with heart failure. And so it's really important to see a specialist, whether a cardiologist or heart failure specialist, and if you aren't feeling well, and making sure that you get on, you are being treated with the best therapies out there.
Exactly. As I say, heart failure is common costly condition affecting 6 million U.S. adults. It's about 1 in 250 people, as we mentioned before. When a patient reaches advanced heart failure, medications no longer work. That's why it's vital to catch the problem early, and why we're grateful that Dr. Faraz Ahmad is with us right now to tell us the latest developments and how artificial intelligence is playing a big role in helping patients. Now, what are the new treatment options that you can talk to us about?
Yeah, so for patients with certain types of heart failure, there are new medications that can help them. For patients with a specific type of heart failure, acquired heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, there's sort of four foundational classes of medications that we know really help strengthen the heart muscle and make patients feel better over time. And one of them includes a newer class of medication. And so that's why it's really important that patients see regular cardiovascular specialists regularly, and we make sure that they're getting all these new treatment options for them.
Well, Dr. Ahmad, a couple more questions left here. What else can AI be used for to help patients?
So AI can be used and is already being used in a number of ways to help patients. You know, I mentioned a couple other products we have to try to find rare causes of heart failure, other types of heart problems earlier. AI also can be used to analyze all the sensor data that's coming in from all these different devices we interact with, you know, whether it be our phone or new sensors that are being deployed at home. AI can be used to analyze all these diverse signals, bring them together, and give us a better picture of how the patient is doing, and then hopefully intervene earlier if we start seeing changes that may reflect worsening heart failure.
Exactly. Dr. Ahmad, final question. Where can people go for more information?
So people, if they want more information about the Boone Carvester Institute and Northwestern Medicine, please visit heart.nm.org.
Dr. Ahmad is practicing a heart failure cardiologist who cares for patients across the spectrum of heart failure, including patients with different types of cardiomyopathies, with advanced heart failure, and those who have undergone heart transplantation or medical assist device support as well. Dr. Ahmad, thank you for joining us. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Every day we invest in what matters to us, from coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most. Issues of faith, movies, entertainment, geared to expand your awareness and motivate you to go deeper into these important topics so you can own your knowledge and exercise your critical thinking in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of Bill Martinez Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Every gift, your gift of any size, matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. BillMartinezShow.com, and thank you.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there.
Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Evie Bear Carroll, yes, from Movie Guide TV. She joins us now. Good morning, Evie. How are you?
Doing well.
Hey, good to be talking to you. One of the reviews, or at least the story reports that Movie Guide is, Seattle Public School District is filing a lawsuit to hold big tech accountable for mental health crisis. That's interesting. What's going on?
Yeah, they're talking about how TikTok and Facebook is, you know, harmful to the youth, which there's a lot of studies on that and how it affects them and how it makes them feel more insecure and how it, you know, a lot of girls have dealt with eating problems and all those sort of things. And there's a lot of studies that have been on it and there's some great documentaries on it. And so now they're actually bringing it as a lawsuit to try to say we should do something about it. And, you know, because as we all know, it really hooks us in, right? It really
exactly.
We really
and probably 2 years too late, really, when you think about the damage that's already been done to these young people, right? I mean, you know, Tide Pods, you know, swallowing Tide Pods and all that just to get some attention. I mean, this is just insane.
Yeah, and other things, you know, like anxiety and depression, and so there's a lot of studies on that, especially when, you know, the years of COVID, they said that a lot of people dealt with that too, and it had to do with social media as well, because, you know, people were saying, oh, other people are doing this, but I'm not able to do this. And so, you know, there's a lot to it. And so, you know, I think it would be good to hold them accountable and to say, but we also need to hold ourselves accountable, right?
Exactly.
And, you know, I'm going to limit the amount of time I'm going to be on social media. I'm going to put on, there's apps that will help you, you know, put on a time frame that you say, no, I shouldn't do it anymore, and it'll beep, beep, beep. And so you stop looking at your phone. And I know I deal with that, too. And you know, it can be addicting. But
well, Gabby, I mean, you start following a rabbit trail, and next thing you know, I mean, I've caught myself a couple times, and I get really upset with myself. I go, I don't have 20 minutes to waste. And I'm like 20 minutes into this stupid stuff, and I'm going, what am I doing? You know, so if it's happening to us as adults, I mean, you know, the pull on younger people that don't know better, you know, it's incredible, you know. So, you know, we have to talk about it, and for parents, you know, we've got to come up with ideas that offer some alternative and probably get, you know, help them understand, you know, what they're doing. I mean, are they better off with TikTok? Is this advancing their intelligence? You know, and I'm, yeah, there's got to be some proper way in which to talk to young kids about it. Because, you know, when you're young, you know, they don't care necessarily about intelligence. You know, you talk about these practical things that we think about because we're older and we realize the error of our ways. And so we speak of it in different terms. But young kids, all it is that, look, it surfs up. I'm excited. I want to be with the rest of the peer group. And this is what everybody's talking about, right?
Yeah. And what we always talk about at Movie Guide, and what my dad has always, you know, talked to around the country about is just, you know, talking to your kids about these different platforms or talking to them about the media that they're watching and saying, you know, why are they creating this content, right? Like, what is the purpose of this? What's,
right.
How is this good? Or, like, you know, just thinking through, really analyzing this stuff and not just taking it for face value. And I know now social media has a lot of, you know, they try to put political things up there and they try to put, you know, data up there. You really need to think, because a lot of teenagers, I'm sure, will say, oh, yes, this is it. And a lot of adults do, too, right?
Exactly.
As fact. And it really, you know, you got to research into it and think about it. You got to analyze everything you come across, just like if you were reading a book, right? We learned that in school on how to analyze a book and how to interpret a book and write about it. But we don't do it with the media in school. And we really should, because there's so, you know, they say people consume like something like 6 hours a day on their phones.
Right.
So it's a very large chunk of your time.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is, before you know it, your thoughts are no longer your thoughts. That's the scary thing about this, you know, that you don't own your own knowledge. This is why we've been telling the audience, you know, you've got to get to that point, like you say. Critical thinking. Critical thinking has been left absent from the classrooms. I think, you know, a good exercise would be, you know, a discussion in these classrooms with, you know, hopefully some fair-minded teachers that understand, okay, what are we doing? How do we process the force of social media in such a way to where we draw out the good and extract the bad?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I think that's the opportunity, because I think you got to imagine if kids on the other side of that proposition have some good reason. I mean, you're setting them down the road of success, I believe.
Yeah. Here's some good things about social media and connecting to people across the world that you wouldn't connect to, and making friends and, you know, nonprofit work that you can follow and stuff like that, and positive kind of content out there. But you're right that we need to be mindful of all of it.
Well, Abby, I got to tell you, honestly, some of it makes me nervous. Like you said, reaching out, I get people, and I don't know what it is right now that's in the ether, but, you know, girls that are, you know, I don't know them, and they may have somebody that I know that, they're saying, you know, you have this friend, you know, in common or whatever. And, you know, it's like, these things just give me the heebie-jeebies. It just bothers me, you know, because it's like, wait a minute, do you know how old I am? I'm your dad, you know. Put your clothes on and do something else, you know.
Just yeah, saying. You do have to be so careful about that. I mean, there's very little, you know, that they're doing right now to monitor that. And so you have to go through a bunch of steps to say, no, I want to block this photo. I want to block this account. And I, you know, hopefully stuff like this lawsuit will say, no, you know, they need to.
There's got to be a filter. There's got to be a filter on that kind of stuff, because all of a sudden, I mean, you're sitting there and boom, man, it just hits you right in the face. And it's going, look at, you know, I'm like every other man. I may be older, but, you know, I'm subject to temptation, admittedly. And so I need to be careful of that stuff. And I'm just, you know, I don't want that stuff coming into the portal of my mind. Just saying, you know, right? That aside, let's talk about the Star Wars Tales of the Jedi. We got season one, right?
Yeah, so this is season one. You know that they've done so many Star Wars spinoffs now. And so this one is an animated tale on Disney Plus, if you have Disney Plus. And it talks about different new characters and a Jedi apprentice. And there are some good messages in there. We say that you do need to be a little cautious. I would say it's more towards, you know, 10 and above. But they promote good things like perseverance and justice and, you know, kind of like a superhero, you know, things that they're always promoting in superhero programs. And so, and, you know, the corrupt regime. And so there's some positives to it. And it's nice to know that there's something fun out there like that.
Yeah, even as much as, you know, movies have been altered and storylines and that sort of thing, there are some universal truths that are still endearing because they speak to the universality of our own spirit, you know, justice and truth and that sort of thing. So good for them. You and I, you know, were on the Wing Feathers Saga promotion in Nashville that was so special. It was just such great fun. And, of course, they've got Chapter 1 that is coming out, right? Or is out now?
Right. So that Chapter 1 came out, and now they're already coming out with the next couple episodes. So, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, it's a great show, I would say. Probably more like 9 and above, because there were some scary elements to, you know, they create these kind of scary characters that are dragons that are trying to get to the humans. And so, but there, it was written by a Christian for his children. And how sweet is that to say that it was written by a Christian who wanted some more of this type of content for his kids. And it's a needed age group to kind of appeal to, that 10-year-old and above and preteen, because it's, you know, got great themes and Christian themes in it. And so, it's nice that it's on Angel Studios, and it's, you know, anybody could watch it. It's so fun to know that that's a great option.
Yeah, and VidAngel's done a great job. I mean, they got Dry Bar Comedy, which is, you know, comedy where Christians can tune into, which is hysterical. It's such a hoot. And they got great offerings. And, of course, these are the same people that have brought us Chosen. You know, the same type of, you know, funding mechanism. It's crowdfunded. And they're turning out some incredible content. I mean, you're talking for what, from, you know, three old farm boys out of is it Utah or Idaho? I can't remember. I think Utah. And just, you know, great guys. And they have really come up with a winning model. So we wish them continued success here. We got about a minute and a half left. I know we talked before about 5,000 Blankets. This is a great movie. It's the latest Affirm original film, and it's now going to be streaming exclusively. It now is streaming exclusively on Pureflix. And I had a chance to interview Cindy Bunch the other day. And Cindy's the real mom. She is the mom that Anna Camp portrays in the movie 5,000 Blankets. And shares their story. What an incredible story. And to understand that and appreciate that it was the vision of a very provocative 5.5-year-old boy that answered the need for a lot of homeless people there in Texas.
It's a beautiful story, and it should definitely be watched by, you know, all different ages to kind of get that perspective of giving back to others.
Yeah, and also it brings in perspective, you know, the challenge of mental health crisis. I mean, because this is what triggered it. They, you know, Philip, the young son, 5.5, and his mom, they, you know, the dad was having a tough time, and he just, you know, went off the grid, and they were searching for him. And in the search, they come in contact and start seeing, you know, what that world really looks like and how horrific. And for a 5.5-year-old boy to come away and say, hey, we need to help. You know, they're cold, and we need to get them blankets. So great story and a great movie. Check it out for sure on Pureflix. Evie, thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated?